Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis. Chapter 7, The Bill Comes Due. Despite their success, Tesla and his team knew Himmler would not rest. They had to act swiftly to disrupt his latest scheme, which they believed was the acquisition of a powerful relic, which would further consolidate his supernatural power to be used for Hitler's forces. Tesla, pointing at a map, said, "Himmler's after a relic that could grant them immense power. We must intercept the relic before they do." And Selene said resolutely, "Well, we can use the coil to disrupt their operations and prevent them from securing it." And Gladstone was steadfast. "Well, let's move. We'll hit them hard and fast." But unbeknownst to the team, Himmler had another plan. He aimed to use a bell-shaped time travel device called Die Glocke to retrieve an atomic bomb from the future, tipping the balance of power irreversibly. Ah, yes, there is nothing better than a game of cards to win at when you stack the deck. "We can use time travel to go to the future to get the atomic bomb."
"But how, Herr Himmler?"
"Oh, we will kidnap one of the scientists from the future. He will be persuaded to cooperate with us or face the consequences." But Hank, Tesla's secret ally, his assistant back in the States, who's now working in the SS headquarters, provides a tip about Himmler's plan. Tesla's team races to the atomic testing site, hoping to stop the kidnapping. Using the coil, they're able to time travel there. And when they arrive, there are moments before a bomb is ready to detonate, an atomic bomb.
"The protective trench, take cover. We must stop the kidnapping, but first we have to be alive to do so and survive the blast.
Get to those protective trenches now."
But Selene worries it won't be enough.
"Nikola, use the coil to create a force field to protect us."
And Tesla says,
"Good idea. It might be our only chance at surviving this."
The blast was breathtaking. Faustus yelled in Tesla's ear, "We should use the coil while we still can." Tesla turned the badly damaged coil on the Nazis, including Himmler, his assistants, and his troops.
"Take this, you Nazi bastards.
The Americans' device. We cannot get near any scientists to kidnap them."
"You must. No, we cannot. And worse yet, I think we are being sent back to where we came from."
Tesla had successfully used the coil's protective force field and its repulsive abilities to not only protect them, but also to send Himmler and his people back to Nazi Germany, Munich, 1942. But in the aftermath of the event, the team discovered that the coil has been damaged by the bomb shockwave, and Tesla has an epiphany about his true potential.
"The coil is ruined right now, but I feel its power within me. It was ruined right after the blast occurred, probably within the first few milliseconds, and yet somehow the Nazis were repelled back to where they came from. Perhaps I'm the coil, and I've always been."
With that, there is a blinding light and a rush of air, and the goddess of electricity and portals, Bronte, appears.
"Bronte, did you see what happened? And what's going on with the coil and with me?"
"I've seen everything, Nikola."
"Bronte, is this my destiny?"
Bronte took a deep breath.
"Yes, Nikola.
It is your destiny. The name you earned, the moniker, Wizard of Electricity, you now embody it. Embrace your power."
Despite the absence of a workable coil, Tesla was able to navigate a way for him and the team back to Munich, 1942, Nazi Germany. That same era that he sent Himmler and his people back to. It's as if he was a coil now, a living human version
of what he had once invented.
While Himmler's plans failed, his attempt to cripple the members of Tesla's team was winning handsomely.
I've been blacklisted. I can't believe it. They've revoked my ability to lecture anywhere at any university in Europe or in America. I can't go back to feeding on people's life forces. I thrive on this. What am I going to do now?
Celine said.
Well, one thing we could do is we could create our own intellectual haven, Celine. We've had great discussions about what to do with the coil and the Nazis, and you'll always have a place to thrive with your intellect. And I would discuss things with you and find people of like mind.
Celine teared up in response.
Oh, thank you, Nikola. Your kindness means everything.
Moved deeply by his show of compassion, Celine opened up to the inventor.
You know, Nikola, you're not only a brilliant man, but a kind and a compassionate one. I feel strongly about you, not just about this event, but since we've met, since that first day in your laboratory.
Nikola, I'd like to pursue something more with you. Is it wrong of me to say it or think it?
Celine, I've always been a bit shy when it comes to romance, and I wouldn't be the physical type. It would be more of what moves me inside. Yet I am very drawn to you, and perhaps there is a possibility for us.
I understand, Nikola. After thousands of years of being with people, and yes, that includes the physical, I think that an intellectual and spiritual connection would be more than enough.
Celine, I've seen the future, all possible futures for me, and they all have me alone, feeding pigeons, watching the world pass by. How can I reconcile that with a different destiny, with one of companionship? The beauty of destiny, Nikola, is that we have the opportunity to change it, to make it, to create it, if we so choose.
Himmler's scheming hits a second victim when Tesla learns about a lawsuit against him.
Regrettably, Nikola, there's an injunction. You sold the rights to that coil long ago. You can't identify with it or use it, or you could possibly go to jail for contempt of court.
But how could that be?
Someone who's rich and powerful has it in for you.
Can't you see that? They will keep suing you, and it will never end. I would lay low for now.
Tesla got even more bad news from Faustus when he returned.
Nikola, I was visited by Mephistopheles, and they say the time for your debt, as well as my debt, has come. Yours means what to do about the demons who fixed that coil. Mine means going downstairs once this project ends.
Faustus, I have no working coil to rescue you from hell. I'm restrained from the courts from using it, and what do I do while the demons want to be paid?
He turned to Celine for advice.
Everything bad hitting at once. Why now?
And Celine said gently, Nikola, we'll find a way. We always have, and together we'll overcome this too.